WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Okay, we're going to give away one night's free room at the eBay Radio. It's called the eBay Radio Party and Conference, and it's going on June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's in Las Vegas. We're two-thirds full. If you want to get in on it, you have to go to ervegas.com. For those of you who are already registered, here it goes. In 2004, a man modeled a garment belonging to his ex-wife in a listing that received more than 1 million views and is still archived on the internet. What was that garment? Again, in 2004, a man modeled a garment belonging to his ex-wife in a listing that received more than 1 million views and is still archived on the internet. What was that garment? 888-RADIO-30, first person with the right answer is going to get $100 from me at the events. Can have a lot of fun with $100.
It was back before YouTube, 2004.
It was back before YouTube.
Yep, it was back before Facebook, back before YouTube, back before Twitter, back before Uber and Lyft, back before the iPhone. It was back before, it was the olden days of old.
Instagram.
Pinterest.
Hulu. Roku. I could think of a lot of things.
Yeah, 2004, which was only 11 years ago, none of those things existed.
How did we ever exist?
I don't want to think about it because it'll make me shudder.
Hey, you know, Griff, I do want to mention something good here, okay?
Oh, I like something good.
eBay sellers are joining the world in helping victims of the Nepal earthquake.
Oh, good.
By donating a portion of their sales through eBay Giving Works, and you can join in as well and make a difference. So the next time you list something, click on eBay Giving Works in the format and pricing section of the Sell Your Item form. Search using keyword Nepal, N-E-P-A-L, to find a nonprofit aiding the area, such as Global Giving, Nepal Earthquake Relief, Washington, D.C., or you can select another charity of your choice, for example, the American Red Cross. Then specify what percentage of your sale you wish to donate. Hmm. It will automatically be deducted for you after the item has been purchased. In times of crisis, Griff, the eBay community traditionally provides substantial assistance by using Giving Works. It's, and as you all know, I use it all the time. I give a certain percentage of each of my eBay sales to a charity for breast cancer research. Marilyn in Loveland, Colorado, known on eBay as MM Most. Marilyn, what's your question or comment?
I think I know what your trivia question is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what would that be?
Well, it was as I recall, a big, hairy man in his ex-wife's wedding dress.
Yes!
It was a dream come true.
Yes! That was gigantic, Griff. Griff and I were on the air at the time.
I didn't see it.
It was gigantic. No, but
I didn't peek under the dress.
No, but...
Oh, you're talking about the event.
It happened while we were, you know, doing the radio show. And it was big, and we thought it was just, you know, those things didn't happen on eBay. It was gigantic.
And he came to
eBay Live?
He came to eBay Live in New Orleans, and he was modeling the dress.
Yeah, that was the one I didn't get to go to.
Okay, dear, it was 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. Don't get all hot and bothered.
My business partner took his wife instead of me, the co-host of the show.
Bitter table for one. I thought, so this was a great example of a case study of somebody who had a golden opportunity, and I think he kind of blew it, and here's why. I forget his name. before there were things like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to make things go viral, eBay, this eBay listing on its own went viral because the guy had written such funny copy for the listing. It wasn't that he was just putting up the wedding dress from his ex-wife. The copy was hysterical, the item description. And that's what got all the attention. And he was on local news shows across the country. They did a media tour. And he kind of just, it fell flat because he wasn't as funny as his ad copy. So he had that moment where, you know, that Andy Warhol moment where everyone's famous for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He got a real good, strong 50 minutes, and I think he kind of frittered it away.
Yeah, a million views.
Because the radio stations would think, well, this guy's really funny, let's bring him on, and then they discovered that he wasn't being so funny.
Well, some people can write funny, but they can't do funny.
Yeah.
I've known a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So, Marilyn.
Yes?
Did you have to look it up, or do you remember it?
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, she's very
How
good.
Long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 1999.
Oh.
Long time.
Yes.
That's a long time. You sell a long time on eBay.
Yes.
What do you sell, Marilyn?
My passion is antique clothing and accessories, but Ooh. It's getting harder to find.
Like, when you say antique, how antique do you mean?
Civil War to about 1940s is my,
oh, yeah, that's,
my range.
Yeah.
Anything to do with ladies' finery.
What do you find ladies' finery from the Civil War?
I've only found a couple things. One was a corset. And I didn't
corset.
Even know what it was. I put it up and some kind eBayer messaged me and educated me. So I was able to change the listing.
Well, what did you think it was?
I thought it was later. I thought it was more Victorian. I knew it was old.
Well, remember the movie Gone with the Wind?
Oh, yeah.
Where she had to have that little, like, 10-inch waist. And she had to actually have her servants tie her into it. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
I actually found an old, old newspaper ad on the internet of the same corset. A drawing of it.
Oh,
how
wow.
Cool.
So I put it in the listing, which was kind of fun, you know, to be able to show that it truly was from that era.
Did it sell?
Oh, yes, for a lot of money.
So how much?
Oh, gosh, I think I got about $400 for it.
Wow, where did you find it?
It was on a sofa at an estate sale. And I had arrived late to that estate sale, in fact. I didn't have to be number in the first group to go in. And I guess nobody knew what it was. And my eye always goes to old cloth, old clothing. And so I found it, and I think I only paid about $20 for it.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
How about old purses, you know, the beaded purses?
Yes.
You collect those, too, or do you sell those?
I wish I had room to collect them. But, yeah, I sell those.
They make a beautiful collection.
I found the price has gone down a bit on those.
I sold one recently. I forgot how much I got for it. A big beaded, you know, the kind that hangs. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know exactly what you call them. And it had the silver casing and all that on it and the handle.
Right.
And the thing worked good and everything, and I don't remember what I ended up getting for it, but I used to have a collection of them on the wall. I'm one of these collectors who I get tired after a while, and I go to something else, you know.
That would make a nice wall display.
Oh, it was beautiful. And of course, I had some antique furniture at that time. I had an old oak icebox and things of that sort, so it kind of went with the room. Well, Marilyn, so M.M. Most... Let me look you up and see what you got. Let me see what you have there right now. Hold on a second here.
Pardon me?
I'm going to look you up.
Okay.
Right now on eBay and see some of your stuff here. Don't worry, we're not going to give you a listing dish or anything.
No, we can. Unsolicited.
No. We don't give unsolicited.
I don't mind if you do.
Oh, I see. She's game.
Oh, we got a victim. Hold on.
She's up for it, she said. Hello, little girl. Come over here. We'll dish your listing.
Okay.
Do you want it? You want to do it?
Oh, my. You have 18,922 with a shooting star.
No, she doesn't need us.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't need us.
Jeez.
We need her.
But, you know, I go to all your events. And all the on-locations and lives. And I learn something every time I go.
Well, so do I. And this
one coming up, I'm interested in all the social media stuff. I do have Pinterest and a Facebook, but I don't understand Instagram, and I hope to learn about that.
Well, I'm just looking at your listings. I've just given you a 5.
That's it. We don't That's even
just, thank you.
Your photos are extraordinary.
Photos are good.
Everything about your listings is just extraordinary. So
they're beautiful. What is your setup? What kind of camera?
Oh, it's just a, what is it? I've got it right here. A Canon. It's a couple years old. SX-130 power shot.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
sure.
I have
good cameras.
I have a cube, a photo cube.
Yeah.
To do my clothing, I have a spare bedroom with a backdrop and some lighting, fluorescent lighting set up that I learned how to do on eBay.
Stay with us, Marilyn. Guide. Stay with us.
Yeah, because your images are just terrific. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. 888-723-4630. Call us here on Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 318.
How to optimize your eBay listing keywords for search engines. John Lawson, CEO of Colder Ice Media, is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Shoestring King. He has this advice.
The first thing you really need to do is do the basics, and the basics need to be done in-house for your own understanding. If you're an eBay store owner, you need to know the very basics about finding good keywords and using keyword phrases that people are actually searching for. You want to use tools like the Google Keyword Search Tool. It's going to tell you what other people are searching in phrases for the products you're selling.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO30 and your email, using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You have any questions about the rate card changes or the product identifier requirements that start tomorrow? Well, just give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's also known as 888-723-4630.
So we're talking with Marilyn in Loveland, Colorado. She's known on eBay as MM Most.
Mm-hmm.
And Marilyn is a fantastic eBay seller, by the way. She has a feedback score of 18,922 with a shooting star. Great eBay seller, takes good pictures. She was telling us what she uses for photography. And so I didn't hear the last part of it. So do you have like a, you know, a tent or a covering or anything, or you just take the pictures out in the open?
For small things, I have a little photo cube that I ordered at the eBay Live Las Vegas several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but for larger things, I have a spare bedroom where I can put up a backdrop. And I searched on eBay guides on how to set up a cheap lighting system for clothing, and I found a really good one where he goes to Home Depot and buys fluorescent lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still, that guide is still on there.
Oh, good.
And it was a very cheap way to do things because I didn't have a lot of money at the time and couldn't afford the real big fancy things.
I'm looking at some of your sold listings. You sold on February 8th a vintage 1950s Susie Perrette brocade wiggle dress that would look fabulous on me. Fabulous. It's got mink trim around the arms and a bolero jacket.
Oh, yes, I remember that one.
That's my style. Yeah. And I also noticed that, and congratulations on this, you've had a few big sales. Tell us about the vase that you sold in February.
Okay.
It's a Newcomb College pottery vase.
Okay. All right. I spend the month of January in Florida, and I take my work with me.
Yeah.
And not as many estate sales there as here in the Denver area, but there was one listed for Cocoa Beach, and that's where I found it. I did pay quite a bit for it, but I knew because of watching Antiques Roadshow that it was a very valuable vase.
And it sold for, Lee, it sold on 25 bids for
$2,861. I started it very low. I started it at $2,488, I think.
Yuck, yeah, you did. You actually did, yes.
Yeah. So I was gambling on that, but I knew it would be I knew I'd get my money back at least.
I hope you did.
More than that.
Okay, good.
Paid for my trip to Florida.
Oh, good. Because I'd hate to think you paid $2,700 for it. You know, you made $800. I made $100, but it's a wonderful vase, and it just goes to show there are collectors that are haunting eBay still, looking for those rare and wonderful treasures.
So I see things like a vintage Pierrot and Columbine Art Deco chalkware figurine. So how do you do your research to know what to start it out as and what it's worth?
Well, I first start on eBay Completed. I am also a subscriber of Worth Point, and I use Google image searches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use books so much anymore. I have a nice library, but I very seldom go into them because you can find so much on the internet.
Do you use Terapeak?
No.
No, you use WorthPoint. Well, because you're mostly collectibles. And
WorthPoint's fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
They're very good. I usually, unless it's something very unusual, I'll find a similar one at least and give me an idea. But if I'm not sure, I set the... I'm strictly auctions. And I just start low and let the collectors decide. I've always worked that way.
So you never do fixed price?
Well, I can't say never because I have a couple on now that ran through on auctions and didn't sell, so I put it into my store, and we'll see. I can be patient and wait on those.
I'm looking at, you've had some very successful listings. That's very good. I just think your pictures are fantastic. There's some things here I would have bought if I had seen them. I got to put you on my favorites.
Marilyn,
list.
Do you
Yes, put me as a favorite.
I'm going to do that.
So
right
what
now.
Happens if you put something up as an auction but you don't sell it? What do you do?
I relisted at a lower price.
Okay.
And that usually sells it the second time around.
Got it. Well, thank you, Marilyn. We appreciate you being with us today.
Well, thank you and, for my prize,
and
too.
Congratulations, and here's what you have to do.
Okay.
Would you please send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com.
Okay.
And just in the subject line put, I won $100 for the event.
Uh-huh.
Okay, or something like that. I won a room night. Just say I won, you know.
Okay.
Would you do that for me today? And
I will do that.
Then what you have to do is come up to me during the event and say I'm a winner.
Okay.
And I'll
We're about the same height, so we'll be looking at each other.
Directly in the eyes, right? For a
yes.
change. Instead of what we're usually looking at on other people,
right.
which we won't say.
Really? So,
please, being in an elevator with all of you tall people, give me a break. Thank you, Marilyn.
I can relate.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Bye-bye.
That reminds
Thank
me
you.
Of one of my favorite lines from a movie, which was, do you remember a movie from the early 80s called Under the Rainbow?
Vaguely.
With Chevy Chase. I forget who was the co-star. But it was a telling of the story of the making of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes, yes.
And there's a funny joke in that, I'll tell you sometime.
Okay.
When we come back, I'll tell you.
All right.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us in our second hour, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today. Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.